Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
All right, you guys, we thought we would do an episode just as best friends, BFFs, forever. Emisha and I are together. We're back. We're in the same room. And we wanted to chat currently about everything we're obsessed with.
That's right. Especially as the weather starts to warm up.
Yeah.
Our needs change.
We're going to talk about everything. Beauty, books, fashion, shows, snacks, drinks. A little bit of everything. These are some of our favorite episodes because this is literally what we do.
On the phone.
Every day.
Every day.
Every night. Did you look
our
at this?
Our husbands want to divorce
this?
Us when they see the credit card bills.
They do. They really do. So we're going to get right in with beauty because it is our fave. Fenty. Okay. So I wore an incredible, I have to say, Joey Maloof, thank you so much. I felt so pretty. And thank you for making me pretty because it took a effing village for the Oscars. I wore an incredible red that everyone and their mother has asked. And it's the Fenty Beauty Stunna Lip Paint Long Wear Fluid Lip Color. It's $26. And I have to say, I actually forgot to take it with me. And it lasted probably 5 hours. And it's that gorgeous tomato, not too dark, long-wearing red. It was
and you
amazing.
Want long-wearing when it comes to red.
You really do. I mean, his whole point was like, my hair is going to be in my face. And it's just like, you don't want red lipstick and a blonde streak. And you really want to be able to eat and drink. And so you don't want it to really come off. But I have to say, I loved it. I also love Fenty overall.
Rihanna's brand, right?
Yeah, it's so good. And currently also, I just want to highlight Sir John. We were so lucky to have him on this podcast and he did my makeup. And you guys have been obsessed with his eye, cheek, and lip color. And it's by Danessa Myricks. That's D-A-N-E-S-S-A Myricks, M-Y-R-I-C-K-S, Beauty Color Fix Eye, Cheek, and Lip. And just remember, everything we talk about is going to be on MollySims.com. So
don't
just
work out,
listen.
Dory.
Don't worry. Don't work out.
Don't work out. Don't work out.
Don't work out during this podcast. Or you can work out. But if you are working out, you do not need a pen or paper or a phone to take down the notes. But it really is an amazing, beautiful cheek and lip. And we'll give you the exact color. It's like a taupey, browny, beigey eye. And then they have an incredible highlighter color that I'm obsessed with.
Ooh. Well, you guys all know that I love dewy skin.
Okay, so she comes this morning and we make fun of her because she's like, you guys.
I have some favorites.
I have some favorites. And I have a new tinted moisturizer. She has a new tinted moisturizer every month.
I do, but
I tested it this morning.
And it got the Molly seal of approval.
It's amazing.
I will tell you the quick backstory because it is actually very funny. I went to a early 2000s themed birthday party and what makes me think of early 2000s is Lancome
and
Juicy Tubes and you, obviously. But I went to the Lancome counter and while I was paying for my Juicy Tubes, I just started playing with this CC cream. And guys, I have to tell you, it is, I think the prettiest tinted moisturizer I've used in a long time, because it actually has like a little bit of a thicker consistency. It feels like Laura Mercier's Oil Free back in the day when that was like the shit. That was like the tinted moisturizer of tinted moisturizers.
Still around, by the way.
It is, but the formulation is not the same. It's a little slippier, and I don't like that because it doesn't last as long. This, I combine two colors, two and three, and I love it. So I really recommend that. And I also—
And it's medium to full makeup coverage, and it's an SPF, and it's a primer, right?
Yeah, it's
a mineral CC cream.
It's a CC cream, but it gives you really glowy looking skin.
And a facial moisturizer corrector.
Yeah. And you know, I just have to give a shout out to my favorite blunder cover.
Monica Blunder. Can we just talk about her? Did you get the new—
I love it.
It's amazing. It is the, basically, right before you put your makeup on, she came up with a moisturizer primer. I'll get the exact name. It's in a beautiful black
jar.
It's stunning. Right now, we're talking about
the blunder cover.
The blunder cover. And what color is yours?
I actually have a range from 3 to 5. So mm-hmm. I have several jars. I mix and match them depending on my skin color at the time. But it's kind of this pot, guys. And she sells brushes. She sells two different brushes. But I used to be afraid of makeup in a jar. I thought it would be too heavy, but you can really thin it out with your face cream if you're going to use her under face cream or whatever. I sometimes also use an oil with this. I mix it up with a face oil to get a really sheer, glowy coverage. So blunder cover. Right now I'm wearing 4.25.
It is so good. It stays. And again, it's not something you have to put all over your face if you want to, you know, correct a little pimple or use it as concealer. It's,
yeah,
honestly, it's,
I really like
it. It's kind of amazing. Let me have it. Monica, we love you. And we're just talking about you and everything and all your fabulous, because your products are incredible. So there's one tip on lipstick on the rim that gets mentioned over and over again. Can you guess what it is? Well, if you haven't guessed it yet, I'm going to tell you, or you need to listen to more lipstick on the rim. No, I'm going to tell you, it's SPF. SPF is so important for so many reasons, and it is the ultimate hack to anti-aging. So I've recently discovered the best SPF. It is from a company called Bliss, and the product is the Blockstar Daily Mineral SPF 30. And I have to say, it is the sunscreen you actually want to wear. Provides 100% clean, mineral broad spectrum protection, and it looks and feels amazing. It has a sheer universal tint that blends in effortlessly and leaves no white cast, which is a must. It seriously looks amazing. If you're a busy mom like me, running out the door, school drop-offs, always at the field, this is the perfect product to use by itself because it leaves your skin looking extremely smooth. It is also ideal for wearing under makeup because it also won't peel, and almost, you can kind of use it like a primer. Honestly, I put it on Stuber and he loved it as well. I've been using this product for a few months now, and I'm telling you, it's so good. It provides the perfect base for a full face of makeup. And as I said earlier, I love that it can replace your primer. I love me a dual purpose product. They've taken an SPF and taken it one step further. The texture is fantastic. It makes my skin feel and look so soft. We all know wearing SPF daily is a must, but Bliss believes you should enjoy wearing it. Bliss is a B Corp certified clean, cruelty-free, planet-friendly skincare brand on a mission to empower everyone to achieve a higher state of happiness, one self-care moment at a time. And what is the most crucial self-care step when it comes to skincare? SPF, people, every single day. Plus, it's non-comedogenic, so it won't clog pores or cause breakouts. It won't irritate your skin, and it doesn't leave you looking feeling greasy. Blockstar is the mineral SPF you truly have to see to believe. And I promise you guys, you're going to love it. Get 25% off your Blockstar Daily Mineral Sunscreen. Purchase on blissworld.com. That's BLISSWORLD.com. And use code LIPSTICK at checkout. Okay, this is brand new, people. Compliments of Joey Maloof. It's called the MAC Stack Mascara. And it's a continuously buildable mascara that stacks on an infinite layers of volume and length with a bigger brush that delivers volume. So less product, bigger reveal, bigger lashes. And they also have a smaller stack, which is for the under, like the lower lashes. beautiful, very black on black, really pop and not too stick. Just came out. It's called the MAC Stack Mascara. It's around $34. Also, recently, in a dreaded cold weather lacrosse tournament that didn't really happen, use the Virtue 6-in-1 Styler Cream for 4 days. Softened. It shined. It helped with some flyaways. But my hair was so, like brittle and like—
The worst.
It's the worst.
As a blonde, especially, it's the
and
worst.
And so, again, Virtue 6-in-1 Styler. It's a styling cream. It's so good. I did it down, and eventually it ended up in a ponytail or under a— five hats and scarves and everything else. But I will say, great product.
Wander has become like a new favorite. We've talked about their under eye baggage
patches.
Are great, the gold ones. But I recently discovered their Double Date Lip and Cheek Tint, which is beautiful. And also their eyeshadows. They come in these little pots. You can flip them around. It's a twofer. You get a shine, you get a matte, you get a blush or a highlighter. Molly actually today is wearing the eyeshadow, which is a beautiful, like a mocha colored brown. And it also comes with a really pretty sheer wash of color, which I absolutely love. And I was very excited because Joey was like, this is the prettiest.
And it's it was so mine. Good. It's Wander and it's really small in a pot. And here's, it looks a little bit darker because we have lights on us, but it's really, really.
The
really,
multitasking duo. And for the cheek and lip one, you can use it on the cheek and lip. And it hydrates your cheeks, your lips. It's beautiful. And it's $24.
$24. Okay, so Patrick Ta, love. He came out with a few new products. It's called She's a Doll. It's two complimentary blushes. So first, you have this bold color, which is really beautiful, and powder. It's like a pop of pink. And then you have the cream version of it, which is a little darker, a little sexier. It sings summer.
And I also think sometimes I love a cream blush, but it doesn't always stay on the skin. So what's nice about this is that you can layer a really sheer wash of the powder on top to make it kind of last the day.
And it gives it just a little bit of a highlight.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I sink in like cream blush like it's nobody's business. But I will say, like, just right in here, you kind of need a little bit of a powder.
Yeah.
It's called She's a Doll. It's beautiful. It looks very pink. It doesn't go on like that. And also his new glosses.
His new glosses. Yeah. She's an Influencer is one of my favorite
She's so good. She's good. She's an influencer. That is the name of it.
And speaking of lips.
Okay, so today, Joey put the Rinna on me. What did he call it?
I think it's like a plumping lip oil.
It's a plumping lip oil. It's called Rinna Beauty. And we're going to get the exact name. So good.
But he also, remember what he said? He said 21 days.
Builds up the collagen.
If you use it every day for 21 days, it helps rebuild the collagen in your lips. So you get a naturally plumped look. And I got to tell you, I don't need plumping right now.
Someone might have had her lips done.
But we're not going to, you know, it's just all so natural looking. It will be. Merit's lip also, we love.
Oh yeah. Merit has a great lip. It's called a signature lip. It's a hydrating, buildable lipstick with a soft satin finish. Really inexpensive, $26. They have nudes, pinks, and a great soft, kind of like a reddy orange and a brown. They really do have it all. I really do love Catherine Powers. I love the Merit line. I think there's so much value and just beauty all in
like
one.
Like your core basics for your face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so make.
Oh, yes.
I have eyebrows. It here. I brought it. They have kind of like an eyebrow kit, and this is called the Blade and Line, which it's literally so good. It's like, first use the microblading inspired ultra-thin refillable brow pencil. It is so great. It's like that perfect blonde taupe, not really color. Then you have your sculpting brow tint in the same color. This is not dark. It just fills it all in after you've done your kind of microblading inspired kind of line, just little bits. And then you have your sculpting brow gel, which now doesn't move. Your brows do not move. So it's a great brow kit. You guys, brows are in. Brows are back. And so I love the kit. It's Make Beauty. I love it.
I actually really want to try her gloss. I keep getting served that out on Instagram.
Oh, I talked about it. It's so good.
I really want to try
it. It's literally like beautiful. I have to find out what color that I wear. But I think we talked about it the other day. All right. So we're going to get into an argument right now.
I am team Dyson Airwrap, guys. If any of you know, I have been trying to hunt one down. I actually stalked the Ultas all across the tri-state area trying to find one until, alas, one popped up.
I am now team Gamma Professional Blow Dryer IQ Perfetto. It is the world's chicest, the lightest weight of a blow dryer out there. It is incredible. It's a styling iron that uses silicon strips and bioionic moisturizing heat to deliver smooth, shiny. I'm telling you, it comes in this silver or this white. Jen Rachel, love you, Jen. She turned me on to it. I actually stole one of hers. She gave it to me. But I know you love it. I love a Dyson. I do. But this,
I like the air wrap, guys. Here's the thing. I'm going to give you my pitch. If you are like me, who was never able to blow dry her hair, I used to go and get a blowout once a week. I did not know how to dry my hair with a brush and a dryer in separate hands. It just wasn't happening. Not coordinated enough. The air wrap, and it would also take me 45 minutes and it would still look like I got electrocuted.
You have a ton of hair,
though. I
have
a lot of hair, guys.
I do not have a lot of hair.
I will say that. I think that it's not worth it if you have thinner hair. I think that if you have thicker hair and you can hold a wave, It's worth the investment. Because
Mimi Brown loves it. All of our girlfriends love it
that buy it. And I'm telling you, I was really stressed about spending that kind of money on it. But if you do get blowouts or you get your hair done, you really kind of look at it as an investment. You make it back. And I can get my hair done I've done it in 13 minutes. And that's saying a lot for me with my hair. And my hair actually looks cute.
Your hair looks great today. Did you do the Dyson wrap?
Yeah, I did.
It's good.
I did.
You did not do that in 13 minutes. I swear to God,
13 minutes.
Okay, well, I still love the Gamma Professional, which I'm going to show you guys a picture. You can see it. Okay.
Team Dyson.
We both love the Shantikai Luminescent Eye Shade. Very small zebra rose gold.
I just got that. And I will tell you guys, it's a beautiful wash of rose gold color.
It is.
And Joey taught me, because I showed it to him this morning, and he goes, oh, you can use this as a highlighter on your cheekbones.
It's beautiful.
So it's a twofer.
It's really, there's so many great, like, I don't know, there's makeup is like, you know, we're talking about spring trends, you know? It's all about the pastels and that pop of color. Like, be bold, people.
Let's bring it to fashion. Let's talk fashion. Because I think that's our second love in life.
One last thing before we go back. I want to talk about the Kenra Blow Dry Mist. It's a dry thermal protector. When we blow dry our hair a lot, it's really important to protect our hair. So I'm using the K18 and the Kenra Blow Dry Mist. They also have a great clarifying shampoo, like a detoxifying shampoo. It's in a silver bottle. I want to say with a black top, shit gets all the stuff out of your hair.
Guys, I actually completely forgot. I have a product for us that you and I have not talked about. This is real, guys. All of this is real, obviously, but this is really like we're in the moment. I wrote this down. My colorist that I just started seeing gave me Metal Detox by L'Oreal. So when I went for my consult with him for the first time, he sent me home, which is how I knew he was legit. He sent me home with a Malibu Crystals.
Oh, legit.
So he's legit.
Malibu Crystals. Look it up. If you don't, look it up.
We've talked about it ad nauseam.
We can't explain it right now.
When he actually said, I need you to use this before you come in for your color, I was like, oh, you're on top of your game in Jersey. Silver Vine.
Liz, are you listening? Tracy, are you listening?
Yeah, exactly. We found the Mecca in the Jersey area. But he told me to try Metal Detox because he said it will really help with all the metal buildup in our hair from the water. So it's by L'Oreal, Metal Detox.
Oh, I'm getting that. Macy's, I have been daydreaming about my next beach getaway for a while now. It's been warming up here in LA, thank you God, and it's not quite warm enough to hang out at the beach all day, but it's getting there. I'm going on a fantastic trip, you guys. I'm going to Saint-Tropez soon. I've been getting all my outfits ready to go. It is one of my favorite parts. And as you all know by now, you guys have heard me talk about Macy's personal stylist program before. But I have to say, it has been so helpful when planning all my outfits. You guys are going to get to see everything. Morning, afternoon, night, day to night, wedding. They have personal stylists on their site helping you put all your looks together. It's honestly so great. And no matter what you're looking for, Macy's will have every item for you to nail your next tropical vacation or any vacation. The best part, they have prints. They have sets. They have cutout bathing suits. They have bikinis. They have full pieces. They have sarongs. They have the chicest jelly sandals to match. Plus, they have the cutest dangly fruit earrings, bucket hats, raffia bags at a whole nother level. Honestly, it's so major. It's great. I also have to share, I purchased the Bardot floral print midi dress. It's just this perfect tropical print, but still chic and elevated. And their personal size also recommended the INC, braided flat sandals to match the dress. And it's so good because these flats go with everything. And flats, let me just tell you guys, are a must have on vacation, especially ones that are universal and you can wear over and over again. Always think nude, nude, beige, black, off-white. I also purchased the Etika 18-karat gold-plated chain necklace set and the INC straw tote with seashells to tie my whole outfit all together. And all of this was recommended by the personal stylist. Macy's is making shopping easy, and they understand that you have enough to plan before your vacay, so their personal stylist will help you put your looks together. You can do this either in-store or from the comfort of your own home. But best of all, it's totally free. So head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist. Yes, you have your own personal stylist. And book your appointment today. That's Macy's, Macy's.com/personal stylist. You're going to thank me.
All right. Speaking of fashion, it is all about like, it's the pastels. It's the pop of color. It's the pink. Okay, right now, you can't see us, but we are both wearing pink ballet flats. We are both wearing the same very expensive Chanel, our one shoe pop of color for the year, for the season. Hers is velvet. Mine is leather.
Obsessed.
We're obsessed.
I have to say, I just got, I mean, if anyone knows, I'm mostly allergic to color. I don't wear a lot of color. Something has happened recently where I am into pops of color.
She was dressed head to toe pink.
I was.
Pink dress, pink shoes, her makeup bag, hot pink.
I really feel like it is just my happy color. Maybe it's something about like the last 2 years of life.
Yeah.
I'm coming out of my cocoon.
Yeah.
And I want some color.
Yeah. So we went shopping. We're going to go shopping after this, just so you know. We're going to hit Neiman Marcus in a second. But we went shopping at Elise Walker. And just so you know, the best thing on earth happened at the beginning of this year. Elise Walker now has .com.
She sure does.
She sure shit
does. Talk about curated, beautiful things.
Elise Walker, people. It's like eye candy going on the site. Anywho, so we went in. We like just browsed. We just wanted to see.
You get inspired.
You do.
You don't always have to spend all the money. You can buy the investment pieces. And I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I think, you know, everybody's budgets are different. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I grew up with my mom always saying, save your money for one good thing.
My mom too.
And then you can always buy the trendy items. There's Zara, there's H&M, there's Mango. Mango is like my new favorite. There's such great things from Mango.
You know who loves Mango is Marlene Rittmeister. And that's a great site for inspiration. Her and her twin sister, Coco, who's an incredible photographer. But Marlene has a site called La Catch.
La Catch is great. And my OMG, you need that. I love my OMG, you need that.
You guys, that's a new one. It's OMG. You need
it. Literally, they like will give you like sales of the week. They give you like the deal of the day. They give you great items. And it's I know people overuse this term high-low, but it is about that. It's
it
you
is.
Look cheesy if you're like dressed all in one look or one designer. It's about kind of taking the style that's out there, going into an Elise Walker, getting inspired, maybe eyeballing one or two pieces you want for the season, and then filling in the rest with the others.
Andrea's lookbook, we got, Andrea Lublin on for our spring, kind of spring break, spring vacation looks. And she talked about trends. The trends are a colorful shoe. We're already on trend.
We are
monochromatic
on trend.
Sets, which means like take athleisure and make it one color. Go black, go beige, go nude, go pink, but make it a color. Make it a set.
But don't you also feel like coming out of everybody having been in athleisure, jeans are back?
Jeans are back. And I just had to say, tie-dye, put it away.
Put it away. Although I did get a really cute tie-dye shirt.
I know, because you will never not love Raquel Allegra and her tie-dye. I won't either. And I love so many different tie-dyes. But I think for now,
it's time to put it away. I agree.
It's time to put it away. Jeans.
Jeans.
Jen
I'm
Rachel.
Short. I'm
Hold
short.
On. Jen Rachel told me this morning, Fred Siegel, it made national news, brought back the jean wall. Shit. I used to come to LA just to see the jean wall.
I would always go to Fred Siegel with you. But so jeans. Good. I think this is like a key moment for jeans. I think that there are so many good options.
So you talk short jeans. I'm going to talk long jeans.
So I'll talk short because
height is not on my side over here, guys. My go-tos right now are the A. Goldie. I love the A. Goldie. The Tony fit is great. I really hope low-rise jeans never come back. Mm. The Tony is nice because it has kind of like a mid-rise. Mm. It's not super high-waisted. If you're short like I am, mm-hmm. the length is great because mm-hmm. I love a raw hem. The hardest part for me with jeans and a raw hem is when they're too long because I can't, you'll never replicate that. So if you're 5'4", 5'5", 5'3", 5', whatever your height is, if you're in that, you know, average to lower than average height, A. Goldie. Also, one last one I'll say, Frame La Crop mini boot.
Frame is good for tall too. I mean, Ashley and I we're similar heights in being 5'9", 5'10". Frame, tall.
Frame.
Kate, K-H-A-I-T-E, very expensive. You have to go up one size. They do not expand. So don't feel bad about yourself if you're 26 and you need a 27. If you're 28 or you need a 29 or a 30. The Danielle, Catherine Bowen, will attest, Nicole Salaka, the Danielle jean is the chicest, longest, most flattering jean probably out there. I'm just telling you, it's the Danielle. You can get it hemmed.
I want to try that. And then also
Mother for tall people. I mean, I it's really good. And I have to say, if you're in your 20s and 30s, 12th tribe. All right. For someone like in their 40s, I was definitely sucking in my waist. However, it's called 12th Tribe. Not an expensive brand, but very on point, on trend, very cool. If you want to be cool. And the waist was very, very nipped. But I kind of was like, kind of like it because like it wasn't that. Like my ass was hanging out. Mm-hmm. I felt young. I felt cool. And the denim was really good. Like it was like a good wash.
You know what else is also nice? You were wearing it. I think you're wearing them. I'm assuming that's what you were wearing yesterday because I have them too. Is the Nelly Lowton, the little slight bell bottom.
That. Yeah, has a good give. So definitely go, not your size, go one less, which is so good for your mind. And it definitely stretches, has a little bit of a bell bottom. Bells are back, babe.
Bells are back. And if you're
70s
short,
jeans are back.
If you're short with a heel, a bell lengthens and leans out your legs. You look skinnier. Mm-hmm. You just look taller.
Let me just say one thing. I know we don't love white. There is nothing fucking better than a pair of white jeans, a white pant with a t-shirt, a stripe, a sweater.
I love it.
Okay, so.
Or cream. Cream is really
pretty. My mother cream ones definitely go up a few sizes because they're really cropped, especially when you have height on you or not for Emisha. But the Frankie and Eileen, remember the white pants that I got last year? By the way, I think
mine.
I left them in New York. I love them so much. And I have a pair of cream. What are they? Were they Karen Elliott?
No, they were. I can't remember the name of the brand. We'll have to look and post it for you. They were so chic.
So definitely invest in a white jean short or a white jean or a cream because it just kind of makes everything like pop.
Yeah. There's a really good pair of, I got a pair of the Frame raw hemmed mini crop cream. Mm. They're beautiful. I actually brought them with me for this trip.
Yeah, a bell, that 70s bell is getting a little bit back too, just like with a black pant.
Let's talk accessories.
Let's talk about sweaters too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We weren't going to shoot this today because we had someone cancel, but we're like, okay, let's do it. So we ran to Jenny Kane. Ugh. Okay, can I just say I'm wearing like
Kane.
A neutral
I know we're supposed to,
brown.
You know, I really want that sweater.
Schaefer was the stylist for today and she picked like a neutral brown, like every shade of like a beigey brown. Which
she
is very
it.
On trend. She crushed. But it's soft, not crazy expensive. Thank you for my discount. But again, Jenny Kane, we are obsessed with a thing called the cocoon sweater. Mm.
If you don't have one, you need one. Cashmere or the cotton.
Or whatever. It is black, white, cream, brown, pink. Like they have even like a chocolatey wool. It is a staple. I think also, again, a pop of color, a hot pink t-shirt. Where were we in Celine with the yellow t-shirt with it said Celine? It was super chic. Doe-in tops. We love
a
doe-in top. D-O-E-N. We love a doe-in dress.
I also love, this is a brand, I'm wearing it right now, Miele, M-I-L-L-E. They make really pretty tops and I have to say their price points aren't alarming. They're not cheap, but they're not expensive. Like you can find something for about $100.
By the way, you were just rocking a bash. Remember bash?
I was wearing bash right by.
Yeah, B-A with the little sign.
I've been loving that. But Miele is this brand and I have a really pretty hot pink blouse I haven't even shown you yet. Hot pink.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's pretty.
So Laleen,
Love a stripe.
We love a stripe. We love Meredith. This is a
and Valerie.
And Valerie. We just love them. It's a great site to go to if you want to pretend that you're rich.
You have a house in Palm Beach.
You have a house in Palm Beach or Connecticut or I don't know, just anywhere
a
fabulous. Pied-a-terre
in New York City.
Yeah. And you pair it with like a white or a cream pant or just like an oversized like great sweater with a dress. Like they just have those basic.
They're former Vogue editors.
They're just chic.
They're chic.
Yeah, like they're just
they can,
chic.
They can make
everything is chic.
Potato sack look chic.
Yeah.
But yes.
And if like you don't know what to wear and you're like, I just don't know what to wear that.
Yeah. I will say my go-to is I always think of stripes and leopard prints as a neutral.
Me too. And let me tell you something. I love a white tennis shoe right now.
Oh, yeah.
The Loewe, I love. I spent money.
I got one
from Goop. I got some Madewell cream shoes that I love, tennis shoes. I love a good white shoe.
Good tennis.
Clean, crisp.
You know what it is? Don't forget your Simple Saint Laurents that you bought. Those
yeah,
are good,
so
clean.
Good. I wash them.
They're good, clean.
They're so good. You heard me talk about them before, and I'm going to talk about them again because we are obsessed. I'm talking about Ashland Hard Seltzer. They've seriously been the best addition to my life. It's like having a new baby. Ashland Hard Seltzer is delicious, clean-crafted hard seltzer. They have flavors like lavender, lemonade, orange pineapple, ginger peach, my personal favorite, blackberry lemonade. I also have been loving the tangerine flavor recently. I know tangerine, who would think, but it's so good. Honestly, it's really even hard to pick a favorite. I have been using them at parties with all my friends, soccer games, lacrosse games, and I love them for multiple reasons. First, let's just talk about their packaging. Oh, so chic. They fit the aesthetic, and you know, I love when my drinks fit the aesthetic. They also have such a wide variety of flavors and all of them taste so good. Guaranteed crowd pleaser. And another reason I've been obsessing over them is because the nutrition and ingredients label. Here we go. 100 calories per can. Only 5% alcohol. Ashland, it's all natural. No sugar, no fat, zero carbs, malt free, gluten free. And their idea is simple. They believe a hard seltzer should be made with all natural ingredients for outstanding taste and purity. This concept led them to create Ashland Hard Seltzer. Okay, listen up. The company was founded in San Diego in 2020, and it has become the number one selling independent hard seltzer brand in California. If you haven't tried them yet, you need to. They're incredible. Ashland has a whole host of co-owners involved in the brand. There's Skinny Confidential, Lauren Bostic, The Salty Blonde, Hallie Elefante. So you know it's good. All the flavors, natural, blackberry lemonade, pineapple, tangerine, lime, mango, strawberry, raspberry lemonade, tropical cherry, oh, so good, watermelon. They believe in simple ingredients, craft brewed for great taste, guilt-free good times. I love the two combination, and it's all about Ashland. For more on Ashland, follow them on Instagram at Ashland Hard Seltzer. Again, that's Ashland Hard Seltzer, and you can follow them on Instagram at Ashland Hard Seltzer.
Now, can we talk jewelry?
We can talk jewels.
I got to tell you.
We're very layered right now.
We're layered. I'm really into stacking my jewelry. It started with the ear game.
It started with the ear game. And Emisha like found like a new, I mean, it's not a new 14 karat because it's better than 14 karat.
Better.
I'm not cheating on you 14 karat because you know I love you, Allison.
But ring concierge, I'm like obsessed because the prices like don't break the bank. They're great. You know, I have this, I'll have to take a picture of it, but I have this beautiful stack of bracelets that get compliments all the time. And they just are sparkly. The quality is great. And I am super into layering my jewelry right now. If I'm wearing, as you can't see what I'm wearing, but I'm wearing a really simple black shirt, black jeans, and then the jewelry kind of stands out. And I do the same. I need to get more piercings in my ear so I can start collecting more earrings.
The ring concierge literally has hearts, diamonds, gold, platinum, and they're chic. And you know what I love about them? Fashion.
Yeah.
It's fashion.
There's like so many cool things that I find on their site that I'm always putting into my cart and saving for later.
And if you want to go high end and need a co.
We love.
We love you. We love everything about you. My ears, my fingers, my neck, everything, my wrist, everything loves you. You are a godsend. Jen Meyer, you're the OG.
The OG.
The OG. And I have to say for investment pieces, think Jen Meyer.
think Anita Co. If you don't want an investment piece and you want to buy a heart, buy it from Made Kidding.
We basically want to be dripping in diamonds, guys.
We do. And we love Aries. We love Shiley Rose. I have a lot on now. We love mixing it up, but we love...
Mixing metals is actually my thing that I think is interesting because people think you can just wear yellow gold.
Mm-hmm.
I love mixing yellow and rose and platinum. And
mix high, mix low. I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's so good.
All right, should we move on to food?
Yeah, should we?
Love, okay. That's another favorite topic.
All right, you guys.
For me,
I went on the Today Show and I ended up talking about a snack that I learned from the owner of Array. A-R-R-A-E. It's called Array. It's the deep bloat. She has a calm and a deep bloat. And she told me about a snack called Midday Squares. Okay, so I went on. You guys, the company made a video, a singing loud video. And I have to say, this is really a midday square. It helps you get through the day feeling full, energized. It's real chocolate that will just, it takes away the craving. It's superfood based. It sustains your energy. It gives you that bite. And I mean, I don't just have it midday. I also have it anytime I want just a little, but I'm addicted. I have to say it's phenomenal.
You had it on your kitchen counter this morning and it was not midday.
It
was morning. And I just was like, I need to get these ASAP. Can we talk about Carbonate bread? Okay, so
we were mad at each other for like a few minutes and
I shipped her bread.
She shipped me bread and then I couldn't say that I really loved it. And then she found it when she came like a couple days later. Okay, talk about it.
So Carbonate is literally, I found it randomly on my Whole Foods cart on my phone, and it is a gluten-free keto bread. The gluten-free one specifically is, I think, better tasting than the regular one. It's 1 net gram of carbs a slice, guys.
Now, Stuber's eating it.
1 net gram a carb. Your average slice of bread, I think, has 16 to 20 grams of carbs, net grams. So think about that. Like 1 net gram per slice, and it's 50 calories a slice, and it is delicious. I will, if I'm really hungry in the morning, which I try to intermittent fast, but if I'm hungry, I'll put a slice of toast on. I'll take a slice of Carbonate, toast it, and I'll either put half of an avocado on it or scrambled eggs.
Oh, and I do eggs,
delicious.
Avocado, and the bread. I sometimes have two. I love it. It keeps me full. I need a little crunch.
A slice.
It's amazing.
And it's seeded. So it's like, it tastes, I mean, for my husband who like usually thinks of those types of things as tasting like cardboard, I made him a breakfast sandwich with it one morning and he was like, this is delicious. And it's, he actually now chooses to go for that.
No, I
bread.
Love it. I love it. I also love my So Delicious organic creamer. I take it with me everywhere. I do.
You like that.
But it's kind of a French vanilla flavor. They have other flavors. I don't know what they are. I don't really care, but I only love vanilla. But they're 20 calories and 25% less sugar per serving. Vegan, non-GMO. It's free of dairy, lactose, gluten. I use it in my coffee. And everybody knows I can drink one coffee all day and it's cold and it's gross, but I love it. And I'm really into iced tea.
I know you're into iced tea, which is, I like my cold brew. But
I don't know why. She was like, I brought you cold brew. I'm like, no.
She's moved. She made a bait and switch on me.
I made a bait and switch into iced tea. Baraka.
Oh yeah, Baraka.
Okay, Baraka. So I traveled recently, but then I'm like, why can't I find this? You can now find it. I don't know where. Amazon it, Google it, wherever. It's called Baraka. B-E-R-O-C-C-A. It's mental sharpness, physical energy. It's the orange flavor. It's a vitamin mineral supplement. It's old school.
You used to get it in Europe. I remember I used to stock up on it when I'd go to London.
And you put one, and you know, one little tablet into water, whatever, drink it. I'm obsessed.
I really
feel like it gives me energy. I really feel it's like it's Adderall. I've never taken Adderall. I've always wanted to, but I don't think I need it. But I'm just saying it's like a natural. No, but everybody, I mean, every time I shoot on Adderall, I'm like, okay, what's Adderall? I feel like if I were to take Adderall, that this would be my Adderall. I don't know. It gives me energy. I love it.
Wait, now we do talk about drinking a lot on this show. I realize that. And obviously it's lipstick on the rim. But I will tell you, I was on a party bus, actually, going to a Villanova
interesting.
Game.
Interesting. 45.
Yeah.
Got
44,
COVID from
44.
It.
44. My children got COVID on
Everyone
it,
got COVID going to a Villanova game.
It's
was
okay.
it worth
go,
it, Mike?
Go Wildcats.
Was it worth it?
Go Wildcats.
Are we going?
We're gonna take it. But anyhow, so this guy on the bus had these Palomas in a can called Onda.
Hold on, I gotta look Google it up. It. If it's one of the things that I just found out, hold
it's
on.
Onda. O-N-D-A. Google Onda Tequila. It is, guys. It's
literally 100 calories a can. I can crush one, but like I take—
Oh my God, it's the same one.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. I will say the Two Chicks at Paloma is phenomenal as well, but this is really phenomenal as well.
It's not sweet. No. That's what I liked about it. It didn't taste— I think there's actually no agave in it, which is why it's excellent.
I don't like agave.
I don't either. But I will tell you this, like the cans, I keep them in my fridge. I pour them over ice. They are fantastic.
Also, they have a sparkling tequila lime Onda. It's really good.
I know.
Wish we could drink and show you right now, but
I'm super into it.
It's really good. You could show up to baseball, lacrosse, soccer, softball.
And no one's going to be the wiser.
And no one's going to be. I mean, no one's going to know.
No.
No.
You're just drinking a can.
No,
just
no one's going to know.
Kid have a swig.
No, exactly. Really, really good. Speaking of kids, my kids, we like to cheers and we like to toast. Okay, it's called Toast. T-O-A-S-T. It's a natural, delicious, dry, sparkling, alcohol-free beverage. It's white tea and cranberry. Mm. It's delicious. So if I want to pretend like I'm not drinking, but I want to feel like I'm drinking, I drink Toast. They don't know it. Mm. But it's just like a sparkle. It's like a little bit of a refreshing drink on a special occasion. My kids love it. I love Dream Pops at the moment.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about that.
Great little vegan pop of like a... an ice cream, low calorie, really good. And my kids are loving the bowl kits by South Block. It's a smoothie bowl for the, it's like really good texture in the fridge overnight. Granola, they have nut butter, superfoods. They love it. It's called Bowl Kits by South Block. I don't know. I wrote it down because they're obsessed with it. I actually went into the freezer, got them out. They're like, Mom, we love it. It's like the, it's like an acai bowl. Did I say it?
Acai bowl.
Yeah. And my kids are obsessed with it.
My other snack that I love and I've gotten a lot of my friends onto is called Top Seeds. It is a cracker that is, there's nothing in it, just a bunch of different seeds. It's kind of like Ella's Flats, but it tastes so much better. There's a sea salt flavor. It's called Top Seeds, guys.
It's a cracker?
It's like a cracker made out of seeds.
I want it. I'm starving right now,
starving
by the way.
Can we go eat after this? Bone broth only goes so far, guys.
I know. God, I'm broke. It's like, ugh. I need something stronger. Okay, just because we love to read.
We love dead bodies in
books
and
movies. We love dead bodies in podcasts and movies. We love it more than
anything. We are not
dark,
we swear.
Okay. By the way, I was at Oscar week and, because it was a week. Please, God, it was the longest week of my life. But so I went to Sunset Tower, almost went to the wrong table. Guess who was sitting down and saw him again at Chanel? Jamie Dornan.
Oh, God.
I
he's
know.
So hot.
Oh,
he could be a serial killer. And
he could
so
be. I said, I'm like,
me.
Just want you to know, my best friend and I are obsessed with you. Scott's standing right here. I don't care. It's called The Fall. So good.
I mean, by the way, guys, if you're going to get taken by a serial killer,
yeah,
let him be as hot as Jamie Dornan. I mean, honest to God, I'd be like, you know, this isn't so bad. It's a good way to go out.
I know. He was like so cute. He's like, I met you many years ago at this place. I'm like,
and the accent. God, did he have an accent?
You remembered me.
He's got an Irish accent, guys.
Scottish, Irish.
Irish. Also, another one, when I did have COVID and I had to isolate, guys, by the way, it was like a vacation.
she called me and she was like, this is the best
I'm
vacation
locked in my bedroom
ever.
For a week, and this was before they changed the guidelines. I binged a show called Chestnut Man on Netflix, guys, and it is so good. It's dubbed, which you just have to get past the dubbing, but it is like the best TV show I've watched, like in terms of like a dark thriller. Mm. I watched it in like a day and a half because I had nowhere else to go and do anything. Should we throw out our first beach read of the season? Lucy Foley. I read it. I went away for like 2 days by myself with no children, and I read The Paris Apartment in literally a day and a half. And it is a great beach read, spring break read, whatever your vacation you're going on, anything. It is so good.
Also, you guys, I've become friends with Laura Dave. Laura, if you're listening out there, she's an incredible writer. Like, literally, incredible. And I love her. Okay, so this is what you need to... She came out with a book not too long. It's called The Last Thing He Told Me. So good. You guys, so good. It's incredible. Also, The Divorce Party.
Oh, The Divorce Party. And then I just read Flicker in the Night.
Ooh.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
She
also wrote 800 Grapes. But really, I'm like, that's Laura Dave. I'm like, oh my God, I love her.
Guys, these are like my favorite episodes sometimes.
I know.
Like you really get a flavor of us and how we talk. And truly, I'm going to just footnote this, and I'm sure you will too. We're not paid to talk about any of these brands. These are literally like
just so
our
you know, we didn't
brands.
Even want, we didn't, we've already done, we've already shot three episodes before this. We didn't even know we were going to do this today. So
we just decided to share.
We just decided to share because we made it to share.
These are the things that we want you guys to, I mean, these are the things that we get excited about. So I think that it's nice to share with you guys.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, we talk a lot about different things and we try to bring in experts so you guys really can go on that journey and down that path and really learn and educate yourselves and try it or not try it or just be like, oh, that's cool.
We're going to give you the info. Decide
we
want to
give
it.
You the info. And I think, you know, again, but these are some of the funnest episodes because this is like, okay, what'd you do today? Where'd you go? What'd you say?
I know. And you know what? The best is being with you.
And we didn't talk about you at all, Mike. Not at all. Not at all. Even though you got everybody sick and gave everybody COVID, but that's fine. All good. All right. We love you guys.
Love you, but
tune
I love
in
you.
Next week. I love you. We love you guys at Lipstick on the Rim.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.